Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state, and in your own backyard. This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
Good morning. It's 8 a.m. I'm Luke Mathers, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Foxconn Technology Group has listed buildings in Green Bay and Eau Claire for sale. The company purchased the sites in 2018 with hopes to turn them into innovation centers, employing hundreds of workers at each site. Those plans never became a reality. Foxconn says the company is pulling back from innovation centers and focusing on the Science and Technology Park in Mount Pleasant. The president of the United States is hailing Bidenomics in Wisconsin. Terry Bell has more on Joe Biden's visit yesterday.
President Biden was in Milwaukee to talk about job growth during his time in office. More than 14.4 million new jobs nationwide, including 800,000 in manufacturing. Biden says unemployment has never been under 4% for this long.
Remember a while there, they're saying, well, Biden just allowed people not to work and get paid. Guess what? The higher percentage of American workers working today than ever before.
The president spoke at Ingeteam, a factory that makes wind turbine generators. Today is the first anniversary of the Inflation Reduction Act, which spends hundreds of millions of dollars to create clean energy jobs. Next in Milwaukee, the Republican presidential primary debate next week. Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The latest criminal indictment against former President Donald Trump has several Wisconsin connections. Nate Wegehout with more.
Wisconsin lawyer Kenneth Chesborough faces 7 felony charges in the Georgia indictment over his role to submit a false slate of electors to Congress. Also named in the indictment but not charged is chair of the Republican Party of Wisconsin, Brian Schimming. Schimming was not head of the Republican Party at the time, but the indictment says he met with Chesborough and Rudy Giuliani over a plan to submit a false slate of electors here in Wisconsin. Schimming says the false electors meant in accordance with state policy to preserve all legal options while the case was heard in the courts. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call has not yet indicated if he will file charges against Wisconsin's false electors. Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
The Office of School Safety will continue to run for another year. Attorney General Josh Call announced today the office will receive one-time funding through federal pandemic relief grants to operate for the 2023-2024 school year. OSS did not receive long-term funding in the two-year budget passed earlier this year. Since its founding in 2018, the office has served as a resource for crisis prevention and response in Wisconsin schools. A northern Wisconsin tribe can keep barricading roads on its reservation. A federal judge dismissed a lawsuit yesterday from private landowners who want to use the roads. Judge William Conley said the non-tribal landowners who sued don't have a case against the Lac des Flambeaux Band of Lake Superior Chippewa. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Luke Mathers, and this is Civic Media News.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. The DNR says spongy moth caterpillars are at their highest number in 13 years in the state. Over 373,000 acres of trees have lost their leaves to the invasive insect, with the worst-hit areas including far northwestern Wisconsin and the lower Wisconsin River Valley. The DNR sprays for spongy moth eggs across most of western Wisconsin in the spring each year. Property owners are asked to report clusters of eggs to DNR officials to help prevent outbreaks. The cast has been announced for the first main stage production of the season at the Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. The cast for the fun comedy Blithe Spirit, directed by Lynn Degarski, is posted on the WRCT website. Congratulations to the cast and crew. Blithe Spirit will hit the stage with production dates October 6th through the 14th. Visit wrctheater.org for the cast list and to purchase tickets. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI.
The Brewers lose to the Dodgers. Good morning, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers dropped one to the Dodgers last night, 6-2 in Los Angeles. The crew had one highlight when Carlos Santana hit the longest home run of the season for Milwaukee, 442 feet. Jeff Levering with the call on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Santana hammers one to deep left. Not even a step from Kike Hernandez. My, oh my, was that ball crushed into the pavilion. Wow.
For a while there, it looked like a playoff game. The Brewers and Dodgers tied it 1-1 after 5 innings, but in the bottom of the 6th, the crew gave up 5 runs between starter Adrian Hauser, reliever Hobie Milner, and a costly error by third baseman Andrew Monasterios, overthrowing first base, manager Craig Counsell.
You know, definitely when you look back on it, you know, we make the play and for the second out, and it's probably a different inning. And then, you know, even after that, it's, you know, four ground balls go through the and that's, you know, it's kind of one of those games like what if, but in the end, they, you know, they made us pay for it.
The Dodgers have now won 9 in a row, 12 of their last 13. They'll send Clayton Kershaw to the mound against Wade Miley. Milwaukee remains atop of their division by 4 games. NFL, the Packers are looking for players to step up at tight end after losing Tyler Davis for the season with a torn ACL. Rookie Luke Musgrave on what's been a challenge for him so far in training camp.
Blocking's definitely different. Going up against somebody like Preston Smith versus, you know, nothing against like college guys, but they're not as good.
We're in Green Bay covering the Packers' joint practices with the Patriots, who arrived here last night, head coach Bill Belichick.
Big week for us here at Green Bay. Been good working with Matt and his staff.
Packers head coach Matt LaFleur.
It's a long week for sure, and that's one thing that we brought to the attention of our guys in terms of challenging them to stay focused, making sure they're taking care of their bodies, getting the adequate amount of sleep.
That's Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thanks for kicking it off with us here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. here. I am joined by our good friend, Katrina Hittner.
Hello, everyone.
Good morning, Kat. How are you?
Good.
Good, good, good. We're going to have some fun this morning. First up, we're going to talk to our good friends over at the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning over there.
Yes, good morning to you guys.
How's it going, Paul?
Pretty good. How about for you guys over there?
Doing good over here. We can't complain. Mother Nature is giving us a perfect blue sky right now.
Yes.
And we're going to have that for the next week or two, right, Paul? No changes whatsoever.
Just a couple aberrations here and there, but yeah, it's certainly going to be a quiet daytime hours today, but looks like we could see some thunderstorms and maybe some stronger storms coming into the area overnight tonight, so maybe getting some rumbles that overnight with this cool front that's going to come through after midnight. Today, though, the sunshine and mid-80s southwest winds, 10 to 15. Tonight, the showers and storms move in, especially after midnight, lows at 60. And then Thursday, maybe a shower early. Then turning partly sunny, mid-70s, northwest winds, 10 to 20. 49 Thursday night, still on the way back to 80 on Friday, still sunny and dry at that point. And just warming up for that weekend weather, but still quiet at that point. 90, partly cloudy on Saturday. 93 Sunday, and still some upper 80s to 90 degree temps in the first few days of next week. And things do stay pretty quiet once we get to tomorrow, really right through the end of the weekend. Just kind of those ramping up with the temperatures going to be experienced at that point.
Mm. So it is still a weather gumbo. We're getting a little bit of everything.
It certainly is. Yeah, definitely. At some point, people are going to like what they have, but it's, you know, once you, it's not going to stick around. So, yeah.
Paul, are you a waver? Are you you see people, you're driving by, somebody waves at you, you wave back, that kind of thing?
Yeah, I'll wave back. Yeah, I you know, typically I'll, like when we're on vacation, we are on kind of a quiet road with cabins up north, and you know, when you saw a car coming through there, you would just wave. But, you know, when I'm in the city, you know, people think you're weird if you wave.
Hey, absolutely. Like, yes. Yeah. They think something like, what do you want? What's going up? Well, I got to keep an eye on that person. Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
That's great, Paul. That's our opening topic today. So I appreciate the segue. Thank you, man. We appreciate you, Paul. Right. We'll talk tomorrow.
All right. Sounds good.
Have a good day.
You too.
Best in the business right there, our good friend Paul Trobley. The Weather Eye Weather Center joins us every morning to kick off our show. Always love talking with Paul.
Absolutely. And he just confirms that we're going to have still nice some August warm weather coming up and, you know, a little rain here and there too.
Yeah. You can trust that news source. We're going to get into waving and neighborly waving in a moment, Katrina.
Okay.
We're also going to catch up with our friends at Family Natural Foods and find out more about the stuff going on over at the shop, and looking forward to talking about that.
I wanted to start our show in two specific places, though. The city of Wisconsin Rapids is seeking community input on naming their new dog park.
Yes, this is exciting.
Yeah. We have got Mayor Blazer in with us today. We're going to be talking with Shane in the 3 o'clock hour. Be sure to join us for Midday Magazine.
Nice.
We'll be talking about this dog park and talk about some of the names. I'm going to get him these names that we've been collecting.
I love it.
And you can send them in right away. You've got until now, until September 1st at noon to be able to enter these names. You can do that at wirapids.org/dogpark. Otherwise, you can drop them off at Winter Park Aquatic Center, Wisconsin Rapids Parks and Rec Department, Southwood County Humane Society, McMillan Memorial Library, Bow Wow Meow, and right here. Mm-hmm. 424-2600. Feel free to call up and join the conversation, no matter what Kat and I are talking about today.
Yeah, we'll stop. We want to talk to you.
Yeah, but we also want to get your dog park names.
Mm-hmm.
We've gotten a couple of them so far. Beth, mentioned Play Pause Park. Mm-hmm. So we appreciated that from Beth, and we got to hang out with Beth yesterday. That was
nice.
Great. Dogs from Al out in Nakusa.
Nice.
And Al's a longtime listener. We appreciated that one, Al. Melissa has entered some. Ooh. I don't know how they're going to do. I don't know how well they're going to do. I personally would vote for them. I think that they're pretty good.
I like that you put it out there. Like, I'm not sure how well they're going to do.
Poop, scoop, and run. Like, that's a great one. It tells you what the park is. Say you're driving past that park. You're not from this area. You don't know what that park is. Mm-hmm. You're not sure. This tells you.
Yes, it sure does.
She's a creative one.
We love her.
She's really good at this stuff. And if we have to name anything around here, Melissa's doing it. Like, I just hands down. She's doing it easily. But we got one last night. We got another one that was mailed to us. And first up, and this plays into our opening topic today, getting mail.
Oh, like, so fun.
It's so fun.
It's like mail is... Now I feel like getting a phone call is fun.
Yes.
Because we don't get phone calls anymore.
Yes.
But so call up today.
Join the conversation.
Tell us what you want for this dog park, because this is your community. We want your say. But getting mail, back to that.
Oh.
So fun. So whoever sent that in... I think it is so fun. They sent us like a postcard even.
Yeah.
It's not even just like in an envelope. That's cool.
Yeah.
It's a postcard. It makes it even more special.
So great. It's a very unique postcard too.
Mm-hmm.
I really like that.
Handmade.
So please send us more of these. And this came to us from St. Paul.
Mm-hmm.
So a shout out to St. Paul and thank you for listening out there. Their suggestion, woof, woof, walk away.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
It's a good one. It's a good one. Woof, woof, walk away. I like that. That's good. yeah, but there's something about... So I'm obviously we still get paper mail bills, you know, and that's no fun. Nobody's ever been excited in human history to get a bill in the mail. So it makes it even more unique that when we get something in the mail that we want, and it's something like this, something unique, something personal for us.
Yeah.
There's something old school and cool about that.
Yes.
I don't know how long that'll last.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if in 20 years from now, if we're even going to get bills in the mail anymore or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I enjoy these things. Similar to the waving at neighbors that Paul and I and you were talking about to kind of kick off our show. When we first moved up here, my nan and papa lived in Rome and tucked away over in Lake Camelot, in the cove in Lake Camelot. And
when it was much quieter, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Night and day, the way it is now compared to then. When I was a kid growing up out here and going there, there was like you couldn't find a house like for a good couple miles almost. Now there's houses on top of each other and everything over there. But with that, we'd be coming. This happened every time we'd be coming back from Illinois. We'd be driving and there's people standing outside and they'd be waving. And I'd ask Nana Papa who they are, and like, we don't know. We just wave back.
Yep.
They were just neighborly.
Yep.
We coming from Chicago, you never saw this. Mm-hmm. I will say that out of all the big cities in the country, Chicago's got the most class to it, where, you're running. People are still going to hold the door open for you. There's still a Midwest quality. I'm not saying everybody.
Right.
Obviously, you can call up right now and give me a horrible experiences you had in the city and everything.
Yep.
But the majority of people and the majority experiences I have seen and experienced is people still being like, they're not going to look at you. They're not going to like say hi to you, but they'll hold the door open at least.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, like Paul and I were talking about there, if I don't know somebody and they're walking across the street and I wave to them, they're going to think something's wrong.
Yeah.
They're going to like, well, what is he up to? What's that guy doing? Out here in places, rural areas like this, strangers waving to each other is not a big deal. But we don't do it as much as we used to. At least I thought. I thought we don't do that as much as we used to. I think this is a really good story of the day we're kicking off with. There are three kinds of people: those who go out of their way to greet their neighbors, those who go out of their way to avoid their neighbors, and those who haven't left their house since like the pandemic, pretty much. Mm-hmm. A new poll has found that the average adult greets about five neighbors a day. And greeting neighbors is connected to a higher sense of well-being as well as community. Mm-hmm. So you get more out of it than just being friendly. It's just a simple wave. But that wave, we have found scientifically, not only improves your self-worth mm-hmm. and how you look at yourself, but your sense of connection to your community.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just a simple wave at a stranger.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, the average person's well-being steadily increased for each neighbor they greeted that day. Up to six, they say.
Okay.
So you can stop after that. No,
okay, so joking, after that, right? Then you're like, it goes down, yeah, maybe. Right. You're like, I can't be bothered anymore.
After that, there wasn't any added benefit they found, but you stayed the same. So that was pretty cool. Old folks are more interactive than younger adults. Adults under the age 30 say hello to an average of 2.9 neighbors, while older adults 65 and up greet about 6.5 neighbors.
Sure.
But I still see quite a bit of encouragement with that almost average three neighbors.
Mm-hmm. We're not saying hi. We're just waving.
Just waving. Just which a simple wave.
Yeah, it doesn't take a lot of energy. I mean, hi doesn't either, but.
No. So this idea that this is old school, that this doesn't happen anymore, mm-hmm. is a complete fabricate. It's not even true.
Mm-hmm.
That the majority of people, young, old, mm-hmm. are still waving to strangers. And now we even have scientific proof of how this improves our mental well-being. Our self-worth, mm-hmm. as well as our connection to our communities.
Yeah, absolutely. I think so, for sure. I mean, it creates a connection. It's a deeper kind of connection that you're creating with it, and it's just a simple wave. And then next time it might be like, oh, hey, you know, a quick conversation, or they're the neighbor that they watch out for your house when you're gone, kind of thing. Like, it's a good thing. I get, like Paul was saying and you were mentioning, in the cities, bigger cities especially, it's almost awkward if you're saying hi or waving to somebody, unless you have maybe it's an apartment building and it's smaller.
Yeah.
It's
just like, oh, that's
hey,
different.
You know, like
yeah,
a quick yeah. little, hey. But yeah, you got to feel it out. Definitely more rural or a little bit more country. I feel like it's acceptable. And if you don't, it's almost weird if you don't
yeah,
sometimes.
Right. On the city level, it isn't like that there's a rudeness in the city.
No,
there's a
right.
hustle and bustle. There's
yes.
a, I got somewhere to be. I got to get from A to B
right.
and I got like no time to do
right.
it. So I'm in a rush. I don't believe that the majority of city people, it's a rudeness. It's mm-hmm. a get out of my way, fool.
Right.
I didn't even see you. I didn't
right.
even notice you. I was too
mm-hmm.
busy trying to get to one place to the other. It's funny on the other side of that with the community, the rural area stuff, where if somebody waves at you and you don't wave back, then it's like, well, what's with that guy?
Right.
Like, it's in the city. It's if you wave at somebody. Not here. It's if you don't wave back. It's
right.
like, well, I'm keeping my eye on that guy.
Yes.
I don't know about that.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny. It should be embraced.
Mm-hmm.
More of this. I think that we could use more of this in our communities, more of this in our society, and we want you to wave. We want you to wave at, like, all of us, and including our friends at Family Natural Foods. They're waving back at you.
We will wave back at you. We'll
yeah.
even say hi.
Mm-hmm.
Come in and say hi to us.
Yeah.
Yeah, come and say hi. We've got some fun things going on, James. We've got an event coming up on September 19th at 5:15,
mm-hmm.
and it's going to be focused on digestive health.
Yeah.
So we had Dr. Tracy in the springtime, and she talked about, we talked about omega-3s and fiber mm-hmm. and digestion and the things that sometimes we feel a little bit awkward talking about, like bloating and gas and constipation and diarrhea and
mm-hmm.
some of those things that we feel like we should say, like, can you talk to me about this?
Yeah,
because I don't know if I can.
My body doesn't do any of that.
You know,
my body does all those things.
Yeah, like everybody's body does
yes,
those things.
Yes,
that's
yeah.
the other thing. And so she's great, and she's going to come back. It's going to be like part two. However, if you did not come to part one, you can come to this. It's just adding on to more information.
Is there a previously on before you walk into the meetings?
Right.
Previously in the other.
Previously. At Family Natural Foods when Tracy was here. So it's going to be great. We're going to talk about all
yeah.
those things again, but build upon those. So again, that's going to be September 19th at 5:15, Digestive Health Talk.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll talk more about that with you, James, as we come in. I know we're in next week, and then,
yeah.
you know, we're in obviously in September before that event. I like to say it's back to school time, which we can think about ourselves if we're stressed.
Yeah.
Maybe we need something for stress, anxiety. Maybe it's a CBD or AnxioCalm from Terry Natural. He does fantastic products. Or maybe your kid needs to have a little bit more focus and attention when it comes to school. This is a great time to try it. Mm-hmm. This is your pregame. We talked about that last week. This is your pregame for school. But if you decide not to do it, we got you for your post game. Even with school starts, we got you. And a lot of the kids' supplements are on sale right now and into the month of September as well. And speaking of sales, our anniversary sale is coming up.
Yeah.
That's going to be October 6th and 7th. Mm-hmm. And we're pumped. It's an all-day event. We have lots of sales, door prizes, people, guests coming in. You can ask the questions to some of these experts that, you know, you're like, oh, okay, I've always wanted to ask this question. This is a great time to do that, as well as a great time to stock up on things and get a great sale. So that's going to be October 6th and 7th, and that is our 77th customer appreciation
that
sale.
That is awesome.
Yeah, but again, it's thanks to the customers. Like, we wouldn't be here if it weren't for our awesome customers in this central Wisconsin area. 77 years, right? They've supported three generations.
Yeah.
And we're thankful for that. So this is our time. My dad always would phrase it like, oh, I don't necessarily always want to say our anniversary. Like, it is an anniversary for us. So it's kind of two things. But we really like to make it about the customer. It's our customer appreciation sale. And I totally agree with him. It's, we want to celebrate them, and it's a much of a, really a celebration. It's like a thank you and just time to be together. Great time to get a sale, and come on in October 6th and 7th.
You see, and like your father and your brother, you all are too humble over there, because y'all could give a master class on these kind of sales and customer appreciation. You really do it right. Very much looking forward to that, and looking forward to supporting another 77 years Family
you.
Natural Foods. It's an institution in this area, much like Misty's and some of our other businesses that have been around a long time. WFHR, it's been around 80 plus years.
80 plus.
I think that it's not a coincidence that all these businesses that we're talking about, all three of those, have worked together for a very long time as well. Buying local, supporting local is a huge thing. And by that latter part, the supporting part is things like Katrina and I are doing right here. And you, even before you and I were working together, your dad and Carl and those kind of things. The same thing with Misty's working with us. We we are better together. We are stronger together. And that's a big part of this. You walk into Family Natural Foods and 9 out of 10 items, if not 9.9 out of 10 items, are Wisconsin products. It's not just supporting our community, it's supporting this state and fellow supporting each other.
Or we have a story about it, right? We've toured a lot of the places. We know a lot about them, so we can tell you, they're certified in this, or they're taking the extra efforts to make sure this product is safe. It's not just something you can find on any shelf. We're making sure that we believe in the product when it comes to our shelves.
Come on down and wave at all of our friends at Family Natural Foods. They're at 910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. Give them a call anytime, 423-3120, 423-3120. Be sure to bookmark their webpage, familynaturalfood.com, and follow them on social media. It's one of the better things you could have showing up in your timeline is the videos and the fun things that they have going on over at Family Natural Foods. You're going to have a bunch of people coming to store waving at you today, by the way.
I can't wait. Please wave to me, everyone.
And come on down and wave at us over at the Central Wisconsin State Fair. We're going to have a booth down there. It's going to be a lot of fun. We'll have our truth booth where you can come in and give us your story. We want to get that.
Yeah.
You can vent. You can tell us your story. Whatever.
So these stories are going to be aired? What do you think? Do you know much about that part of it?
We're gonna have some fun with that.
Okay.
We're going to have some fun with
it. It's like to be continued, everybody, that James can't tell you everything right now.
Civic Media is a young company, and this is a great way of us and us getting to know you, you getting to know us. Is doing these things, and it's another way of us really like putting our money where our money where our mouth is, and saying, hey, we are a community company, not just station. We are a community company. So how do we do that? How do we interact with you more? This is one of the ways Jorge came up with, and he's so great. We got so many great people we get to work with in this company. I mentioned Rebecca yesterday, and a good morning to Rebecca if she's out there listening. She's a big integral part of this rollout of these new logos. She designed the logos.
Nice.
And boy, wait till you see these, you guys. It's a perfect combination of keeping everything you like with the old logos, mm-hmm. just modernized. Just nice. I shouldn't say modernized because our logos weren't old before.
No.
Just brought into the Civic Media fold.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And with new, I'm sorry.
No, you go ahead.
With a new logos means new shirts, means new merch.
Yes.
So come on down to the Central Wisconsin State Fair. Say that, hey, I heard them talking about the new logos on mm-hmm. on WFHR or WIRI. You're going to get a shirt. The first 10 people are going to get a shirt.
That's right.
And that ain't the last time we're giving away these shirts. We're going to be doing a lot of that coming up. Mm-hmm. Be on the lookout for that. Stop on by the Central Wisconsin State Fair and say hi. Stop on by Lunch by the River. We're going to be at Lunch by the River tomorrow.
Fun.
Stop by there and
tomorrow.
Say hi. Well, yes. We'll have more on that a little bit later. Fun. We get into our good stories of the day. For now, we're going to move out of the way and get to come back with some celebrating our friends at Misty's Menu. And coming up on Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
To everyone who needs a little delight in their day, let our team member Paul tell you about one of our favorite sweet treats.
Making special moments at mealtime is a tradition in Wisconsin. And what better way to sweeten your day than a Culver's creamy fresh frozen custard and your favorite mix-ins. From the indulgence of Snickers to the richness of Dove chocolate, we handcraft every concrete mixer exactly the way you like.
Come to Culver's and let us make your day a little bit sweeter.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
Culver's, 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids.
With one call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Daytime highs approaching 84. Today, under mainly sunny skies, winds out of the southwest 10 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms likely, lows around 61. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again. Tomorrow, chance for scattered showers. High temperatures reach up to 74. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 61.
It's time to do some celebrating with our good friends over at Misty's Menu. We encourage you to treat yourself. Head on over to Misty's. They're open right now till 2. Open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. Mm-hmm. When you get there, thank the gang for us. Wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. And get us your birthdays and anniversaries, everybody.
Yes.
We want to celebrate with you. Send it to info@WFHR.com or james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. You can go ahead and direct message us on Facebook. Just type in your search bar WFHR, like the page, direct message us that way. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, it's so fun to have your birthday announced on the radio. You feel like a little celebrity just for a moment.
We were talking about waving to people and how that we thought that was old school, but that's mm-hmm. actually still, you know, a very current thing.
Yeah.
So is that. Mm-hmm. You know, we've mentioned before, we've got some listeners out in Finland, out in Sweden,
yes.
that listen to us on ham radio, and
yes.
this is their favorite segment. We don't want to let them down.
No.
We need more birthdays and anniversaries mm-hmm. to give them some entertainment here, people.
Mm-hmm.
And it is fun. I hear from people all the time about that. Yeah, I heard you mention it the other day. Thank you. Or you know what a lot of it is? is spouses.
Oh, sure.
Thank you for mentioning my spouse, my wife or my husband's birthday or
yep.
whatever. I get a lot of that.
Mm-hmm.
That is really fun. Keep them coming, everybody. We love celebrating with you and encourage you to head on over to Misty's when you're done listening. Bring your radio, though. Bring your radio on your shoulder, too. We have one name to put under the spotlight today.
Okay.
We wish a very happy birthday to Tracy Griffith.
Happy birthday, Tracy.
Tracy, enjoy your day. Hope mm-hmm. it's a good one for you. Enjoy. And you're on qualifier for
Woo-hoo.
Today. We get to move right on to the celebrity list. And taking a look at the list here, Evna Lynch is 32. She was Luna Lovegood in the Harry Potter movies.
Oh, sure.
She did a good job. She was good mm-hmm. in that. I don't know if I've seen... I kind of expected to see her in some other things.
Sure.
I thought that
mm-hmm.
she did a really good job in those movies. Haven't seen much of her, though. Rumor Willis is 35. She's the oldest in oldest daughter of Bruce Willis and Demi Moore.
Sure.
She won on Dancing with the Stars, it says here.
Yeah.
I did not know she was on that. That's cool.
I didn't either.
Dan Smyers is 36. He is part of the country duo Dan and Shay. Now, it's Dan with a plus sign Shay.
So Dan plus Shay?
As I'm learning more of the country music genre over on West Country 105.5 WIRI, join us every Monday through Friday, 7 to 8 for the Sunrise Show. I honestly, when I first saw this, I thought it was Dan plus Shay, and that felt weird to say. I didn't know if that was the correct name or not, but yeah, they're very popular. Oh, let's see here. It's a thin list today, Katrina.
Okay, August. We need more birthdays, mm-hmm. I guess.
Emily Stryer from the Dixie Chicks is 51. Actually, it's just the Chicks now. It's just, the Chicks. That's what they go by. They removed the Dixie part from it. Let's see. Oh, and the wonderful Steve Carell is 61.
Oh, wow. Nice.
I genuinely believe one of the most versatile actors in the world today.
Mm-hmm.
Working at Second City, we get a chance to look at archive footage and mm-hmm. old throwaway, stuff. And I remember going down there specifically to find old Chris Farley bits. Mm-hmm. And there's some wonderful stuff of like when Chris Farley was still working in a van down by the river when he was mm-hmm. it's just forming that character. He didn't even have that line yet or anything. Yep. You see him building this character, and there's actually some really good stuff with him and Tim Meadows that is just. Just thinking about it makes me laugh.
Mm-hmm.
But along with that, you come across some footage of Steve Carell and Stephen Colbert
mm-hmm.
working together at Second City. And some great footage of Tina Fey and Steve Carell working together and stuff. And you see a young Steve Carell already doing some of the things that you see him doing in movies now.
Nice. That's
cool.
He's
so good. He's one of these guys that I hope one day wins an Oscar, not because of the award or anything, but what it means in the industry with your peers.
Sure.
That
respect.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, I don't care about awards, and mm-hmm. I don't think the guys like Steve Carell care much about them, but to gain that respect from the industry.
Yeah.
For a guy who got his break late in life mm-hmm. and who has worked very hard to show his versatility as an actor. Mm-hmm. Watch Foxtrot or whatever that is, mm-hmm. and you can't deny the serious, palette that he has, that he has that in his skill set in him. We can obviously make us laugh.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's been making people laugh since those Second City days.
Right.
He can make you think, too. He's very versatile, almost underappreciated versatile, mm-hmm. Steve Carell. Timothy Hutton is 63. Younger audience may know him as Nathan on Leverage or the CAI deputy on Jack Ryan, but Timothy Hutton was one of the big stars of the 80s for a long time and came to fame in there. Madonna is 65 today.
Madonna, 65. Wow.
I don't know if we spent the next 2 hours talking about Madonna if we'd be able to cover everything.
I don't think so.
I'm not going to go on the air here and lie and say I'm the biggest Madonna fan in the world or anything like that. But as a child of the 80s and 90s, mm-hmm.
You can't get away from any of those songs.
We were talking on the country station about, Day in Country Music History. Mm-hmm. And on this day, Elvis Presley passed.
Mm-hmm.
And I was saying how you can't talk about music and not mention Elvis.
Mm-hmm.
You can't talk about music and not mention Madonna.
Right.
She's going to come up. She has to.
Mm-hmm.
I think for us that have grown up and seeing her and stuff, not only has her career and her skill set has been normalized and kind of like worn down a little bit,
mm-hmm.
but younger people are seeing Madonna now and seeing a lot of that. Think about how many artists you know, let alone female artists, that had hits in 4 or 5 different decades.
Right.
That were relevant in 4 to 5 decades.
It's wild.
That even to this day is still almost a household name, if not a household name.
Mm-hmm.
You just don't see that, especially in the music industry, and especially for female artists.
Mm-hmm.
She's also celebrated as one of the better songwriters of her mm-hmm. era, and I don't think she gets any credit for that.
Right.
I don't think we've ever talked about how powerful her voice is.
Yeah.
Listen to Take a Bow.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to Take a Bow and tell me that woman cannot sing as one of the better singers of any generation, let alone our generation.
Right, Patton. Absolutely.
Oh Father, I think is lyrically her greatest song
mm-hmm.
and one of those songs that I get goosebumps thinking about because mm-hmm. I know about her history and I know where that song comes from for mm-hmm. her. She's also one of the first artists to do that, Papa Don't Preach. Papa Don't Preach is a pop song but to most people.
Mm-hmm.
But you look at the lyrics and you look at what she's talking about there. She's talking about a subject matter that nobody, and even to this day, I don't believe many people have covered.
Exactly.
And teenage pregnancy and that and mm-hmm. those things. Who's got a hit pop song like that?
Right.
Like, and I'm not even the biggest Madonna fan or anything right? like that. And I can go down the list and give you all this.
The intentionality and the words and such behind it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Again, it's not whether you like her or not or whatever. That's here or there. Mm-hmm. I just think that on days like this, it's a good idea that we can give respect. Mm-hmm. I'm not an Elvis guy. I think Elvis was kind of overrated, and I think he stole most of the things he was good at. Do I have respect for him? Hell yeah, I do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because mm-hmm. you can't talk about music without talking about mm-hmm. Elvis. You can't. You have to mention him. I think it's very similar with Madonna. You don't have to like Madonna mm-hmm. to respect the what she has pulled off mm-hmm. in this great career of hers.
Yep, absolutely.
Angela Bassett is 65. I believe one of the greatest actors in the world today, and I know I've said that a couple of times about a couple of people. It's a big list. People. Uh-huh. You watch anything Angela Bassett has ever done, and you'll see what I'm talking about. Just watch one scene from that woman, and you will see what I'm talking about.
Nice.
Let's see. Tim Ferriss is 66. He was from the NXS, one of the integral parts of the band NXS. Let's see here. And Julie Newmar, 90 today. Julie Newmar is 90 today, the original Catwoman.
Wow.
For a lot of us, the still Catwoman.
The Catwoman.
The Catwoman
and
still.
Did you say 90 or 91?
90. 90.
Wow.
More power to her. That is mm-hmm. awesome. That is great. We just celebrated Michelle Pfeiffer's birthday was the other day, so a previous mm-hmm. Catwoman. And Halle Berry's birthday wasn't too long ago either.
Nice.
So we had like three Catwomen all in a row here. That's pretty good.
Yeah, if you want to be Catwoman, you have to be staged within August.
Gotta be born in August. Yeah. It's just the way it works out. We didn't make the rules, everybody.
Love it.
One more time, I want to wish a happy birthday to Tracy Griffith.
Happy birthday, Tracy.
Enjoy your day, Tracy. Hope you have a great one and celebrate with our good friends over at Misty's Menu and treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're open right now till 2. Open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 south of Wisconsin Rapids. Get there and wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. It's a Wednesday. That means coming up after Melissa's News, it's Quality Plus Printing's Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. Coming up right here on WFHR, locally grown radio.
It's that time of year again. The fall sports season is about to kick off, and you'll want the best seat in the house so you can get in on all the action. But when it's time to go, you know, to use the facility, you want the best seat there too. That's why you should call Crockett Septic. Crockett Septic can provide porta-potty rentals for a competitive price and provide reliable service to ensure your porta-potty seat will always be a good one too. Wait a second. What if you stay home to watch the game? You better make sure your throne is ready to go, especially if you have friends coming over. Many area counties right now are sending out reminder cards that it's time to get your septic pumped. So call Crockett Septic and they'll take care of that right away so you'll have the best seat in the house.
Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whip. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
Mom used to scream about Dad's drinking. It drove me crazy till Mom went to Al-Anon. If someone's drinking troubling you, you might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon or Alateen family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to alanon.org.
I'm Naheem Hines, professional football player and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care, and they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
Are you thinking about growing corn, soybeans, or wheat next year? A margin protection plan could be for you. Margin protection is area-based coverage that helps protect your margins from increased input costs or falling commodity prices. When that happens, a county-level estimate is used to determine a payment amount. To find out if margin protection is available in your area, contact your local Ag Country office before September 30th. Ag Country, focused on ag, focused on you.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in Central Wisconsin. There's more information about the two juveniles who robbed the R store in Rudolph on Monday. The Wood County Sheriff's Office issued a press release saying they received the report around 7:12 Monday evening. The two boys entered the store with jacket hoods closed tight over their faces to conceal their identities. One of the boys displayed a black handgun and they demanded cash and vaping supplies. No one was injured during the incident and the two left. Deputies questioned people in the area and soon established several leads. The two boys, ages 13 and 14, were taken into custody by 11:15 Monday night. They were transported to an area juvenile detention facility. The gun displayed was identified as an airsoft-type pistol and was recovered. Because of their ages, no further information will be released. Are you seeing a lot of dry or yellowing lawns in your area? The DNR released a website where you can report drought conditions across the state. We've been experiencing dry and hot weather with small amounts of rainfall for an extended period of time. In the last few years, Wisconsin has transitioned from record high water levels to one of the driest starts to summer on record in many parts of the state. This dramatic change has resulted in lower water levels and increased the risk and severity of wildfires. Most of the state is in drought conditions, ranging from abnormally dry in much of the central region to extreme drought in the far northern and southern central regions. You can report drought conditions and find resources at dnr.wisconsin.gov/drought. In Wisconsin Rapids, one lane of the East Riverview Expressway will be closed starting today for concrete patching repairs. The inside westbound lane of the East Riverview Expressway between 8th Street South and 16th Street South will be closed starting today at 6 a.m. They expect to finish the repairs in approximately 1 week. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News on WFHR and WIRI, your locally grown radio stations.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Daytime highs approaching 84 today under mainly sunny skies, winds out of the southwest 10 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, scattered thunderstorms likely, lows around 61. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again tomorrow, chance for scattered showers, high temperatures reach up to 74. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 61.
Yeah.
Getting jazzy on Wednesday.
Yeah. This plays us in. Nice 80s music playing us right into the segment. Welcome back, everybody, to the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Kat and James here with you. We're looking forward to Quality Plus Printing joining us with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday any moment now. We're looking forward to hanging out with them. Otherwise, I want to tell you about the Civic Media Blood Donation Challenge. Mm-hmm. We are calling on all heroes. We understand that there is a big shortage out there right now. There was before the pandemic. The pandemic really slowed that down.
I'm sure it did.
And this summer, the Red Cross has recently put out there, I think this was a couple weeks ago, that they have seen in the early months of summer a lower than normal blood donation going on. So we understand there's a shortage. So we are calling on all heroes to be a part of the Civic Media Blood Donation Challenge. When there are blood donation opportunities in your area and you've done your homework, you are able-bodied to do this, we encourage you to be a hero, get on out there, donate. And when you do, take a selfie of it. That's right. We're telling you it's okay to take a selfie.
It's okay.
Upload that selfie on your Gram Talks and your Face X. I don't know social media. I don't know. I don't know. On Facebook, on Instagram, on TikTok, and all these things. Put it up there with the hashtag Civic Pints, and you'll have a chance to win and get some Brewer tickets, nice. State Fair tickets, Civic Media gear. I just got done telling you we're going to have new logos and all this.
Yeah, it's exciting.
So be a part of it, everybody. Mm-hmm. We want you to do this, and we greatly appreciate everybody who is already donated. Mm-hmm. You can go to civicmedia.us/giveblood and upload it right there. Just include the hashtag Civic Pints when you're doing so. Mm-hmm. Got a great blood donation opportunity in the Stevens Point Blood Donation Center today from noon to 6:15. Mm-hmm. So reach out to them if you're in the area. Right now, let's get this in our area. Our friends at Quality Plus Printing joining us every Wednesday with the Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. Good morning, Phil.
Don't be a flaneur.
A flaneur.
Don't be a flaneur.
A flaneur.
Do those activities, right?
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. That was one of our words, right? Or is that our word today?
That is our word today.
Yeah. Flaneur. Ooh, I like that.
And I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing it right because I know it's got to be French because it's got a little accent thing on it.
Flaneur. as I insult every French person out there. I apologize. But yeah, that's all I got. That's all I got. Oh, that's a good one, Phil.
The spelling is F-L-A with a little carrot thing on top.
Accent grave.
N-E-U-R.
Nice. Flanor. Oh, that's a good one. How'd you come across that one?
That means, because we don't want people to be Flanors when there's things to do, because that means someone who walks around not really doing anything in particular, but my alarm's going off to call you. Not doing anything in particular, but just kind of people watching, looking around. Ooh. And so, I guess there's times when you're trying to figure out, should I do this or not, that it's good to be a Flanor. But most of the time to get involved, right?
Yes, so. Absolutely. I will say that I think that if there's a common theme with human beings, everybody can Flanor at times. Everybody's a people watcher sometimes. Mm-hmm. There's certain situations, like you're standing in a long line, and you got nothing else to do. You're done looking at your phone or something like that, and you start observing your fellow man. About that and stuff. There's a little of that in all of us.
Or airports.
Yes, airports, another one, yes.
Yeah, it's always interesting to think, what's the backstory on, what's happening there?
Especially at airports. Yes, yes. Yeah. I love the person. You remember as a kid growing up, the cartoons, you guys, of the, it was a guy and he had all the musical instruments on him. Yeah. He's hitting the cymbals with his knees and he's got the horn over here. And all. I love seeing that at the airport. The person who's trying to carry everything on them and didn't want to have one. Everything's going to go on the plane with them. Like they're not putting anything in there. That's always it.
And then they have the kids on leashes right behind them.
Yes, yes. Phil, how are things going? How are things going at the shop, Phil?
Oh, really good. Yeah, got some visitors today. We have Sam Valley just came in to visit us, which is awesome. We do a lot of work for them, and they're a great customer. So Aaron, who's one of the marketing heads there, comes in and works with Tracy and McKenna on designing different projects, and so And she's great. She usually brings food, which is amazingly good. So we always invite her in when we see that. Because the more food, the better.
Absolutely.
But so things are going well there. And again, we're helping out getting the school systems, and we're starting to get orders from the different school systems for their projects. Some Adams Friendship Schools have some really neat binders for their students that they hand out that we print for them for the beginning of the year. Little calendars and what's going on this year type stuff. So a lot of work for the school systems, and here comes the sports, right? High school sports is coming, and so a lot of work for the local sports teams that are gearing up. In fact, I coach tennis games. Our first meet is tomorrow.
Nice.
So it's kicking in already, and I know Assumption football and Lincoln football have already Lincoln football started last week, Assumption this week. So all the local sports teams, I'm showing Coosa and Port Edwards as well, are kicking in. So we do a lot of work for them, and that's just fun stuff. So I really appreciate them using our business to make those things happen.
I don't want to put you on the spot here, Phil, so be sure to join us next Wednesday, everybody, as Phil and the gang from Quality Postprinting join us every Wednesday in this time slot with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. Next week or one of these weeks coming up, Phil, I want to know what's one of the curveballs you've had recently? Like something that you didn't see coming, that like somebody came in and asked you, can you do this? Because I know how versatile you guys are over there, and I think that it's one of the more fun things that you offer to the community. I want to make sure that we hit on that when you join us, how versatile you guys are over there. You bring it to you, and if you can do it, you're going to find a way to do it.
Oh, yeah. Again, we have the machines we have here, but we also have many, many contacts throughout Wisconsin that can get us different specialty items. We just printed a bunch of banners for some food trucks, a couple days ago. It came out of the blue, but what's cool about that, again, another person starting a new business here in our area.
Yeah.
And so they come in, what can we do to market ourselves? And so we're designing brochures for them, menus for them, and the banners that they're going to hang on their food truck type thing. And so that's the kind of stuff. Bring it on. We'll find an answer for you. And you're right, we do a lot of things you wouldn't think of. But we can be the one-stop place for you, and we use, to my knowledge, almost every time, other local businesses to make it happen.
Yeah.
That have different specialties. ODC is one of our great partners because they do a lot of mailing with us of things we print. And they do a lot of different t-shirt printing there and different things like that too, that we lean on them for in some cases. So different things like that where we try to use other local businesses, tie it together and keep it here.
A big part of what we appreciate about you all is that you get it. You local, supporting local. We talk all the time about buy local, support local. It means just as much to see local businesses do this. You guys over there, Quality Plus, our friends at Family Natural Foods, you, businesses that support us, and we love supporting. And you see so much of that in this community. It is really cool and unique. You don't see this in every area like this. You don't see this in every town. It's a pretty cool thing to have around here.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think for everybody to stay viable here, we have to know that, and that's our neighbor that we're helping. You know, the reason I'm talking with you on the air, one is I believe in advertising, right, and I believe in your station, but I also believe in that you're local, like we're talking, and we need to keep your radio station going.
Well said.
To keep the sports going, to keep the information coming, and to keep the talk about, you know, fun local things happening on our airways.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, Ed, appreciate you putting up with my silliness too, Phil. That is always appreciated too. But
I would have it no other way.
Join our friends over at Quality Plus Printing. Phil, thanks so much for the time. We'll talk again real soon.
Yeah, take care, you guys. Bye-bye.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Phil. Join our friends at Quality Plus Printing at 3515 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. They're open. Their doors are open right now. You can give them a call as well at 715-423-7440, 423-7440. Be sure to bookmark their page, qpprinting.com, and follow them on social media. It is a great follow. Keep up to date with all the things going on at QPP with their social media and their website, or stop on by. Stop on by and bring them your things that you want. Buy local, support local. Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out here at WFHR. We'll be back with more coming up on the morning show.
Call your local Bug Tussle rep today to find out how you can get free internet service. For Monroe, Juneau, and Adams counties, call Josh at 608-322-2190. For Jackson County, call Rhett at 715-771-3535. For Clark, Marathon, Wood, and Portage counties, call Ashley at 920-501-8717. And for Wisher and Wapaka counties, call Kate at 920-401-5470.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Mainly sunny skies and calm this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 84. Southwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Tonight, lows dip down to about 61, partly cloudy. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again. Tomorrow, chance for scattered showers. High temperatures reach up to 74. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 65.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. A little 80s vibe to get us into the break. Get us into the segment. Katrina and James here with you. We hope you're having a great day out there. A big shout out to our friends over at Quality Plus Printing.
For sure.
It was fun joining us. It was good talking to Phil.
Always
fun. Good. Be sure to be with us next Wednesday at this time slot, and we'll be talking with Phil again with another Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. In the 9 o'clock hour, we get some entertainment news to get to, and then after that, we're going to talk about the top historical events we'd visit if we could time travel.
Ooh, fun.
They have stolen Seth and I's idea of wasting a time machine. Seth and I have been doing this bit since we've known each other about if you had a time machine, you know, how would you waste it?
Yeah.
Most people say, well, we'd go back in time and do this or do that or save so-and-so or whatever. Seth and I are like looking at rock concerts. Well, so how you would waste the time machine, we're going to get into that a little bit later.
I love it.
That's going to be a recurring story, too. I guarantee it.
Mm-hmm.
But for right now, I want to touch on this. This is an interesting one, Katrina. Sweet tooth.
Sweet tooth.
Your sweet tooth. When is it most likely to kick in?
And which one is it?
Yeah. Oh, that'd be hilarious if there was just one tooth
it's
in your mouth.
It's just this one. I just got to chew right here. Okay, I'm satisfied now.
Oh, you'd definitely be you'd be taking care of that tooth. You're not going to let anything happen to
brush
that tooth.
Brush it really well,
though. Yeah. The survey was done. Here's when you're most likely to reach for something sweet today. A new poll found the most popular time is around 2:30.
Hmm. Midday slump.
Yeah.
You need a little extra sugar or something to like get you going.
The survey was done for National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day last Friday and found chocolate chip is our favorite type of cookie by far. The top five are chocolate chip, peanut butter cookies, double chocolate chip, white chocolate with macadamia nuts, and oatmeal raisin.
I can see chocolate chip being up there because it's consistent. Everybody knows what it is.
Yeah.
And usually it doesn't fail.
It does seem like it's versatile, too. You're able to do a lot of things. My mom's favorite is the chocolate with the white macadamia, with the macadamia and stuff.
Those are tasty, too.
Oatmeal raisin was also voted the top cookie we associate with anger. Probably because of that feeling you get when you think you're biting into chocolate chips and it's really raisins. Yeah.
Right?
That's funny.
Or maybe it's just be oatmeal chocolate chip.
Yeah, yeah. Then. Those are good. I like oatmeal chocolate chip cookies. Mm-hmm. This is an interesting. So 2:30, we understand that's our sweet tooth time. That's where that happens. What about some more stats? Here are more stats on cookies and America's dessert preferences. 1 in 6 Americans eat at least one dessert a day. The states where people are most likely to do that are Tennessee, Colorado, Louisiana, and North Carolina.
Interesting.
I like that. I think we could use more of that. As long as there's a balance, of course, everything's balanced.
Right.
But you know, it's good to treat yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You should do that more.
Mm-hmm.
The average person estimates that they eat around 200 cookies a year, or roughly 4 per week.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, you average. You silly humans. Come over to my level. I'm a pro. All right. I'm a professional
cookie
eater.
What do you think you're at?
At least 1,000. At least 1,000 cookies a year I eat.
Okay.
I would be shocked if it is under 1,000.
Okay.
I'm joking, obviously, for radio purposes.
Okay, fine,
but I do
fine.
Think that it's
you
pretty
got me.
High
you did
up
good
there.
Acting because I was like, okay. All right.
I generally think that it's got to be, like they say the average is 200, so mine's probably around 400. I would say double it, I think, is pretty safe. I eat a lot of, I graze a lot, and that's a big part of my diet, which has got to get better, I understand.
I
like cookies. That's probably my go-to snack, my go-to treat.
Yep.
Let's see here. Milk was voted as the best drink to have with cookies. Coffee is next, followed by hot chocolate. Let's go ahead and take a call, see what's on your mind. Good morning on the show.
Hey, what's up, kids? It sounds like you are like the Michael Phelps of cookies there.
Yes, I am. I feel pretty confident about this. I think most of you guys know I'm not a cocky guy, but on this one, I stand back. I'm a professional cookie eater, man.
Yeah.
I put them down.
What's your favorite kind of cookie?
Oh, we lost them. They hung up.
Well, you can call back and tell us what your favorite kind of cookie is.
And all of you call up. Great thought. Great idea. 424-2600. Give us your favorite cookies, everybody. How many cookies do you think you eat a year? Any of the above. Answer any of it.
I feel like I'd really have to think on that one.
Yeah.
Like I'd have to, I would not know how many I eat.
Well, I was going to ask right away. It's in my nature to you ask me a question and ask you right back. But I did, with your the industry you work in and everything, I wasn't sure if it was
Oh, is that kosher today?
Yeah. I know I've seen, you know, healthy cookies over at Family Natural Foods. So I know they make them.
So I would say I eat probably more. Well, we make, well, I shouldn't say we. Earth Crust, which we have like 3 or 4 different flavors of their cookies. They make some. And yeah, I totally enjoy theirs. They're great.
They are good.
If I make cookies, then I eat more. But I don't make cookies very often.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know what my average would be.
I think about it.
But I love chocolate. So, like, chocolate would probably be my go-to, like, in the evening. Like, okay, I feel like I need something sweeter. And I wouldn't say I'm that 2 o'clock time frame. I'm more, like, after dinner, and I'll have, like, a chunk of chocolate.
So, would you say chocolate chip is your go-to cookie? Is that your favorite cookie?
If I were to choose, I'm not like, I don't need it. I don't have a one. I'm more of like I like a little bit of it
equal
all.
Opportunity cookie eater.
Yes, I am. And I do like chocolate chip cookies. That's for sure.
Yeah. I would say my favorite cookie of all time is any one that my mom makes.
right?
Huh? That was pretty good, right? That was that's got to get me some points, right?
I hope she hurt.
I got it. Oh, geez, I really hope she did. Now it's going to look bad if I play it for her. It's going to look bad. I'm not going to get
Mom,
the points.
Hey, Mom, hear this. Oh, okay, it's done now.
No, my favorite cookie is chocolate-covered Oreos. Those are amazing. Mm-hmm. It's an amazing cookie. But I've found that, like, when it comes Chips Ahoy, Oreos, those are fantastic. They're great cookies. There is something about me or the way I was raised or whatever that, like those dollar chocolate chip cookies that you can get, I love them. I like it's almost like the cheaper the cookie, the better to me.
Yeah, those are
I don't know what it is. I don't know what's wrong with my palate. There's a lot wrong. We don't have enough time for that.
Today's not the day, I don't think.
But there's something about the cheaper cookie, like the generic cookie, I just really like.
Well, it's softer than like some of those. Yeah. I think some of those other ones are a little bit harder. So maybe you like, that's the question. Do you like softer cookies? Or do you like the harder cookies?
I do like a crunch. Okay. I like a crunch. Mm-hmm. I like a good crunch. Like with chips, I like kettle corn chips.
Yep.
I like a good crunch with my texture.
But do you like
texture.
A soft inside?
Not bad. I can take that. I'm okay with that.
But you're more of the crunch.
More crunch.
Okay.
More crunch guy. I like to work for my food for some reason. I don't know why, but yeah. We got 30 seconds left, so you got to be quick, caller. Good morning on the show.
Good morning. Hey, we're talking about cookies, and you ever had a chocolate chip oatmeal cookie?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, those are really good. Those are good. Do you like those?
Yeah. Those are the bee's knees.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, they are. Yeah. Thank you for the call, man. We got to go to break. I appreciate you. Thank you for the call. Keep those calls coming, everybody. We'll be